evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another Pod Hour with your hosts, Sleazy and Cheesy. Take away, boy.
We are the Pod People.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning if you're listening to this in the morning.
If you're an Antipodean.
Yes, tough shit. Never mind. Yes, here's another podcast from Sleazy and Cheesy.
But this time, we have got something special to announce.
Oh, we've got a very exciting, exciting special guest on the show tonight.
Oh, you'll never guess.
No, we can't tell them. Let's keep them in suspense, shall we?
Yeah, all right. I'll tell you what we could do. Yeah. We've been sponsored by a record label, haven't we?
We've finally been sponsored by a record label.
Yeah, so this is actually a positive step, I think.
Yeah.
So we should play their jingle.
Yes, go on.
And then
what's their name, Sleaze?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Akashic Records. It's a really cool name,
that's
isn't it?
Amazing.
Very clever.
Oh, God.
Very clever.
Yes,
I see the joke. That?
Oh, some genius.
Yeah, it must be genius.
Okay, well, play the jingle.
Yeah, okay. Intriguing.
Yes. So, our special guests will be arriving shortly in their fabulous, glowing, glossy limousines, no doubt.
The pink one, I think it's going to be.
Is it?
Is that the one
they favour?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I wonder if anybody's guessed it. I
hear they're a bit flash.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Well, massively successful. Good grief. And we're so honoured and lucky and humbled.
I'm amazed.
That they've agreed to come and be interviewed on our show. And what is even better, they're bringing along six new tracks that they've recorded. Never heard anywhere. This is a world exclusive for Sleazy and Cheesy.
So you're in on it. Everyone listens to this podcast, you're in on the premiere of all this new music.
Yeah. Have we told them who it is yet?
No. Let's keep it in suspense.
We'll play a track first.
Yeah, time for a toss.
Time for a toss.
Yeah.
Time for a toss. It's time for a toss.
Okay, here we go, your hits.
Yeah, as ever.
And it's Tails!
Bollocks.
I'm
Mungo Jerry.
Nope.
Kevin Ayers.
Nope. May he rest in peace.
Yeah. Poor old Kev.
No, it was I, Monster. It's called Stobart's Blues.
Just before we start, we've got some testimonials from our loyal fans.
Oh, yes.
You know who you are.
Knowing testimonials.
So, Mr. Spore, how brilliant do you think Sleazy and Cheesy are?
Oh, they're fantastic. I used to listen to Tony Blackburn, but now only Sleazy and Cheesy.
Well, of course. Fluff Freeman?
No contest.
Sir Jimmy?
No contest. It's got to be Sleazy and Cheesy now.
Sir Jimmy Pedophile? Miss Kelly? Miss Kelly, how genius do you think...
We are genius, but tell us how genius.
Totally fucking genius.
Totes amaze.
Totes amaze balls. I think Sleazy and Cheesy are totes amaze balls.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you. And what is your favourite of their oeuvre?
Anything where they're not slagging me off.
That's rare. That narrows it down.
BW. How genius would you say Sleazy and Cheesy are?
Well, having never heard them, I can say that I think I can. We can all remember where we were when we first heard them, and they're the sort of Zeitgeist of a generation.
The Zeitgeist.
Well said. Yeah.
Zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist.
Yeah. That's how the Germans say it.
Can you say it again with the correct pronunciation?
Miss Kent,
as a renowned poet and a writer and a spokeswoman of this parish, how genius do you think Sleazy and Cheesy are?
Cheesy and sleazy, yummy and squeezy. I wouldn't trust my ears to anybody else.
Well said.
How about your mouth?
Thank you very much. That will all appear on the next podcast.
Okay, your choice then, please. And it must be getting quite soon before our guests arrive. Oh, I can't wait.
This one's going to follow so well. I can't even get it in. I'm so excited.
So good.
Oh, I'm in.
Thank you. crazy little skirt. Outskirts of town, says, what do you know? Dr. Chicago cues. I didn't move my head. I didn't move my hands. I didn't move my lips. I just shook her heels.
That was the legendary Shack Shakers doing Shake It Baby.
The Shack Shakers.
The apostrophe. Legendary Shack Shakers. And I think they're from Canada, but Tim Gill.
I think they're from Canada. But
yeah. I think
he's into the Shack Shakers.
Oh, they're very good.
The legendary Shack Shakers.
I've got all their albums, of course.
Well, of course, naturally, yes.
Can I hear something up the stairs?
Yes, do you think they've arrived?
It could be. I saw some blue flashy lights outside.
That could be them.
That could be the police, of course.
They are notorious. Well, we should let our listeners into the secret of who our guests are.
Right.
Go on. Announce
we
it, please.
We have got, as guests tonight, 2BC!
Yes! 2BC! The best band in the entire world!
Oh, wow! It's going to be brilliant!
Oh, amazing! why they've agreed to come and be interviewed by us and,
well,
and play
their
six
fans.
New tracks.
We are their greatest fans.
Hey, guys.
Come in.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi.
And you're Sweezy and Cheesy.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
I'm just Sweezy, and this is Cheesy.
Okay, well, we're 2BC.
Oh, wow.
We've flown all the way from the US of A, good old US of A, to your frozen country here.
Yeah, it's beautiful
country. We're not used to this weather.
Yeah, in LA.
We're used to LA. Sunshine, California.
Beautiful. Not like the shithole you live in here.
That's right.
Yeah, well,
So we believe you've got some tracks for us to play.
Yeah.
Is that right, Mr. BC?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know...
Is that... what do we call
one BC,
you?
I mean, okay, I'm 1BC, but actually my roommate to friends is Bernie Kzuliak.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I'm...
you're Brent.
I'm Brent Plunsberg.
Really nice to meet you. So which one of you is Sleazy and which one's Cheesy?
Well, I'm normally Sleazy.
Okay, hi, it's great to meet you.
Oh, wow, I just shook his hand. sorry.
And I'm Cheesy.
Yeah.
Or was it Sleazy?
No, you're Cheesy.
I'm Cheesy.
Right. Yeah. Hi there.
Oh, hi. Very pleased to meet you. Absolutely honoured.
You're a cool guy.
Thank you. I've often thought so.
Yeah, you look really cool. You look a bit cold, actually, man. Hey, you're all right.
Freezing.
You all right?
And I see that you also have the fashionable shaved heads.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah.
It's real cool out there, you know?
Yeah, but because we have to wear protection in LA because of the sun beating down.
Oh, yeah.
But
the sun is always beating.
It's a fashion statement for
There's
us.
A lot of beating going on.
Of course, we have a full head of hair, but we shave it.
Oh, shit.
So that it looks cool.
I got a really luxuriant hair, man. if I didn't cut it, man, it would be out like a big dog.
I got some all down my back. It's so luxuriant.
Yeah, I got a bit further down, actually.
Yeah.
No one sees that very much.
Oh, your ankles.
Anyway, that's really interesting. That's great.
So anyway, we brought six tracks for you to play.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
So let's go into the recording studio and play.
Yeah, come in.
What?
Actually, you're in the recording studio.
So this is the recording studio?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
What, you guys do your show from this room?
You guys are joking, aren't you? You really don't, do you?
Yes, well, we only use this Mac and that's it.
This is technology.
Garage band.
Jesus, this guy's just garage
that's
band.
For kids.
Oh my God! Have you heard of?
What if we walked into here, Bernie?
Oh God, there are so much more better programs, man. This is a Mickey Mouse, man. This is Mickey Mouse.
This is fucking Mickey Mouse.
Oh, well, okay, here's some tracks.
Jeez Louise, well, I guess we're here, Bernie.
Yeah, sure thing.
Might as well get the tracks out.
Right.
What's the title of your first track? What should we play, Bernie?
Okay, well, how about that Rototapa we did?
What's that called again?
Yeah, that's, I forgot. Oh, shit, Brent, I forgot.
I think it's Positive Thinking, Negative Thoughts. Something like that.
This is a bit clever.
That sounds brilliant.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this.
Hello, and welcome to freehypnosistreatment.com's hypnosis session for positive thinking.
That's nice.
Thoughts can make us unhappy, stressed, and hold us back in life. Life can be so much easier and enjoyable when we think positively.
That's nice.
Living a life fulfilled, your priority should be setting up the conditions in your life to live your life fulfilled. I'm suggesting you walk through hell to make this happen. Is that important?
That's nice.
After all, this present moment, sooner or later, will be your last.
Wow, that was amazing!
Wow. That was so smooth.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. We thought it was pretty smooth.
Good. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, you guys like that one, huh?
Did you hear the message in there?
No. What message?
Oh, there's a message in there about positive thinking. You know.
Oh yeah.
I mean, in LA, man. If you're not positive, man, you're nothing. You don't
get
anywhere, man.
Yeah, man. You got to be on the right plane.
Holy
shit!
You got all the right people.
You got to practice the tantric sex, you know, every day.
Tantric sex, oh my God.
Sex? What's that?
Day after day after
day. I don't know what
tantric
sex is, man.
Hey, what? Yeah.
These guys are back with you.
Tantric, what, is it with a book? Not exactly.
No.
Not
with a book. No, far from it.
Oh, not a book.
So what do you do then? Well, you just have sexual intercourse without coming, without ejaculating, you know, without shooting your wad. Yeah. For as long as you like, for hours and hours.
Kind of green, although you do in the end, so it's not that green, I guess.
You say om at the same time, you meditate, and you get on an astral plane.
Yeah, oh, wow, yeah.
Well, came here on the astral plane. No, what are you talking about, man?
Hey, guys.
You guys are backwards.
Well,
fucking Mickey Mouse organization. What the hell are we doing here, Bern?
I don't know, man.
Well, can we play another track, please? Because that was amazing. I really loved that track.
We're pretty good.
All right, yeah, give him another one, Bern.
Yeah, sure. Okay. This is, actually, kind of similar, isn't it?
Similar
track in a way. It's got kind of good groove.
That one was great. Yes, we'd like to hear it.
Yeah, anything like the last one would be great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Gosh, I'm looking forward to this.
Cool it, guys. Who's the girl singer in there? Because you guys are both obviously guys. Oh, no, that was that was done through a vocoder, you know, like a share song.
Yeah, you got one of those, have you got? And no, you don't. No, you ain't got one of those.
Yeah, you even got a microphone,
No,
guys.
No, she's using this, man. Look, it's just
a microphone in the computer,
that
guys.
Is so...
This is so backward, man. Hey, look, Mickey Mouse.
Okay, we better carry on, man.
So anyway, yeah, so we'll play you another track. Oh, no, we've got a spot, our regular spot called Girly Song, where we play girl tracks. And then we'll get back to you. Well, you don't want to hear us straight away.
We got some more tracks, man.
Oh, man, come on. Fuck it, Mickey Mouse. Anyway, so here's the jingle for a girly song, and then we'll have girly songs from me and Sleaze.
Jesus Christ.
Girly songs, la 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 la. Girly songs, la 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 la. La 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 la.
To your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end. Beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of to the end of love.
Sleaze.
Who was that?
Well, you give up on that one.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
said you thought it was, well, who?
Oh,
was
Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella Fitzgerald. Frankie Vaughan.
Frankie Vaughan. No, I didn't say Frankie Vaughan. Oh, come on. Peggy Lee.
What is this shit, you guys?
Hey guys, do you realise that music was like...
That's like so old-fashioned, guys. That's so yesterday, man. God, you guys are retarded, man.
You ain't living in like this.
It's old-fashioned, man. You know, that was from, what, the 40s
or
something? Yeah,
but you got to appreciate the swing of it and the way she delivers the words.
Well, it wasn't actually from the 40s, Smarty Pants.
Oh, yeah, you've told us it.
Mr. Bernie, whatever your bloody name is.
Clutch Burgle or something. Yes.
It was actually Madeline Peru, a current singer...
What? Oh, hey, I heard
that was
her.
A modern track.
Hey, yes, I met
Madeline
her at a party at Adolfo's,
well,
you know.
You met Madeline Peru?
Yeah, we both did, man.
Really?
Do you remember?
Yeah.
She had the big bazookas.
Did I shag her?
I think you did.
I think I probably
sure
did.
Man?
I usually do.
Really?
I think I probably did.
Yeah, well, you know, it's LA,
what,
man.
You fucked, you shagged, you made sex to, no, you had
connubial
bliss
of
with
sex.
Madeline Peru.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah, both of us.
You guys
actually
are so backward. You don't look like you've had sex for fucking years, you two.
Oh,
for God's sake. Bernie, I think we made a big mistake coming here. These guys are a couple of losers.
Road here, I think.
A couple of losers.
These guys know nothing of what's going on.
Amateurs, man. Nothing. It's amateur hour.
You know nothing.
I have absolutely foxed on.
That was Imelda May again.
Oh, was it?
I did play a track earlier.
Imelda May,
yeah, podcast.
She's good.
It's called Psycho.
Yeah. That was shit.
Yeah.
What was that? That was shit.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Taylor Swift? My God.
God.
She can sing.
Yeah.
What was that caterwauling? That nonsense.
Yeah.
Anyway, is it about, do you want to hear any of our new tracks or what?
Yeah, man. I mean, we're here, you know.
You've only heard two.
Fucking way from LA here.
Six. Come all this fucking way. Oh, we'd love to. Yes, please.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not showing much gratitude or respect.
What's the next one called?
Well, you go. Let's play one, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, come on, Bernie. Yeah. Put on Sperm Blade the Magnificent. The what?
Sperm Blade. Are they ready for that? It, do you reckon they're burnt?
Well, I don't know. It's a bit near the knuckle for these guys, these fucking backward hominids here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, so this is a song we wrote for a film which is in production at the moment. It's a film. Yeah, it's a sword and sorcery, you know, one of those.
Wow, you do films as well.
Like Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, Conan.
I think you'll find it's Barbarian. What? Barbarian. It's Conan the Barbarian. That's the way it's spelt, man. Yeah. Don't you speak English, you fucking hominids.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so this film then, are you doing films?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're involved in films?
Of course we are, man. We live in L.A. What do you think? It's the home of films.
Hey, guys, you know, come on. If you're in L.A., you're in the movie business,
man. We rub shoulders with all the stars and all the bars every fucking night.
Me and Robert, we get drunk together sometimes.
Robert
who? Robert De Niro, you know.
Robert who?
De Niro.
De Niro.
De
Plug.
Not De Niro. I forgot the name's guy's name now myself.
Yeah.
De Niro.
Anyway, don't forget about all that, guys. Yeah, you know, we mix with the stars. Do you want to hear our fucking song or not?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, of course we do.
Sperm what?
Sperm Blade
the Magnificent.
This is the story of Sperm Blade the Magnificent.
He came out of the misty land of Orgia, and no one noticed as he crossed the border. He wanted to make this land his own. He wanted to sit upon a throne. With his mighty sword, he cut a swathe. Bowel Splitter was the name of his blade. So King Oculus cried out,
"Enough!"
and sent out his army, this whelp to snuff. But the army was chopped and diced to a horse. So the king cried for a bigger force.
Bring me a bigger force.
He was brave. He was brave.
He was bold.
He was bold.
He was firm blade the magnificent.
He was tall.
Oh, so tall.
And he was fit.
Oh, so fit.
Firm blade.
The weremen of Labia were the first to arrive, with the ringy wraiths of Ragblat by their side, the dastardly devil dogs of Ginge, and the murderous mind-suckers of Minge. Also, the brain-biting zombie hordes of Zalaflunge, and the slug thugs of the stink-bogs of Grunge. These mighty armies faced across the plain, one lone warrior, Spermblade was his name.
He had fangs. He had biceps.
He had
Spermblade the Magnificent.
He had teeth.
Teeth.
And he had hair.
Lots of hair.
Spermblade.
Then without a thought, Spermblade attacked, and stabbed and sliced and chopped and hacked, till the plain was sodden with limbs and heads, till he stood alone amongst the dead. The terrified king formed another plan. Maybe magic can stop this man. Then Wang Wong the necromancer whispered a word.
My black arts will flush this stubborn turd.
So across the plains of blood and offal, Spermblade and Wang Wong began their battle.
He had potions, he had arms,
he was
Spermblade the Magnificent.
He had an axe,
he had the clap,
yet again,
Spermblade.
Black lightning and banshees and thunder and dread and concatenations were flung at his head. But on Spermblade the Magnificent, 'twas to no effect. Then Bowel Splitter sundered the mage from head to neck. Then the king sent his harem, hoping to distract, while he buggered off, 'cause his carriage was packed. The slave girls slunk up to this warrior gruff, heaving their bosoms and flaunting their muff.
He had eye on the fire,
he had dandruff,
he was Spermblade the Magnificent.
He had crabs,
he had enough,
Spermblade.
But Spermblade is made of sterner stuff, and Bowel Splitter cleaves them from top to chuff. The king's carriage leaves in a flurry of haste, but Spermblade's determined this king to waste. And with one mighty throw, as Oculus departs, he hurls mighty Bowel Splitter straight through his heart. He thinks,
now I'm king, but to rule only me, it's a bit of a pyrrhic victory.
He's really bored,
he's on
is wrong. He is firmly disappointed. He's made his burger. He's gone to bed. He's firmly. He's really old. Fucking old. He's really fat. He is firmly incontinent. He's really bald. He's gone gray. Now he's dead.
So what do you think of that there, guys?
It's a bit different, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, very different.
Yes, it's kind of... But very interesting. Is he a hero of a film? Yeah, of course.
Come on, guys.
Coming out.
No, it's in production, you know.
But some of those voices sounded English to me.
Actually, one of them sounded like me, actually.
Yeah, one sounded like me, I thought.
Actually, it really did sound like me.
Yeah, actually. We didn't do that voice ourselves. We hired a couple of English actors. Michael Lushington.
Licking bum, as far as I was concerned. Yeah, what a fucking complete dross faggot. He was.
And who's that other guy? Julian Flowerybanks.
These Brits, man, are they all gay, man?
They're all fucking gay. Are you guys gay? No, we're not gay. We're just friends. I've heard that one before.
Yeah. Hey, you got one of those things in your ear. You didn't have the side where that you...
Well, earring.
Yeah, your earring.
Oh,
man.
Yes, it was a mistake. I got to put it in the wrong ear.
Sure, man. Yeah.
You're right, Billy.
He did. He was drunk, actually. You know, that happens.
Yes, that's right. You know, sometimes it happens. Yeah, fucking lightweights.
God.
So, play another track, Burn.
Oh, yeah, sure there, Brent.
Unless, of course, you want to play some nimminy pimminy fucking girl music
fucking
instead.
For retards.
Pansies. Stick it on.
Yeah, sure thing.
Our power is hideous as our deformities. Together we'll wreak our revenge.
door.
Both his arms, not just one.
I told you I'd bring you a body. A beautiful one. Soon it will be yours.
Bill, you can't.
Yes, I can. I want you as a complete woman, not part of one. Horror.
Oh, yes. Very, very good.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I really, really like that, guys. Wow. You like that one, huh?
Yeah. Filmic again, do you notice?
Yeah, it was like a soundtrack to a Hitchcock.
Yeah, but with a
Martin. A Hitchcock film. You've heard of Hitchcock, haven't you?
Tony
Hancock.
Tony Hancock. Yeah, he's great. I like
him. Yeah, we really like Tony.
Yeah, he's English.
Who the fuck's Tony Hancock? What the fuck are you guys talking about?
No.
You fucking retards.
Hey, Hancock, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
so, anyway, so we'll play another track then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Oh. Hi.
Hello. Hello, boys.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Who's this? Hello, boys.
Yeah, this is a bit awkward, actually.
Hey, pay you a visit.
Hey, who are these people?
Oh, so you've got guests.
Who are these old ladies, man?
Yeah. Oh, hello. I'm Mindy.
Oh, who are you? Oh, hello.
Who are you?
I'm Bernie Kazuliak.
Yeah, and I'm Brent the Kledgeberger.
Who the fuck are you? This is a bit awkward. Oh, no, don't mind us.
Good, we'd like to pay a visit to the boys when they're doing that.
You carry on with us.
Just watch. Yes, yeah, you carry on. Just pretend you're not here.
You've got a sandwich.
Wish you weren't.
We've
got to put up with these old dames.
Hey, guys, you know, we know you're Mickey Mouse, but... Come on.
No, we're not dames, actually. No, we haven't been. No, we haven't been honoured by the Queen.
No, look.
What the fuck's she on about?
It's a bit awkward because we've got 2BC here. Ooh, who are they?
I've never heard of them.
No,
is that a band?
No, well, yes,
yeah,
it's a band.
Yeah, we're kind of a duo, you know.
They've never heard of 2BC.
A duvet. We're a duo, you know. We come from LA.
Ooh,
where?
LA.
What? Things like
is that like beyond
Barnsley? LA, for fuck's sake. You've heard of LA. You guys are so backward.
No, it's Los Angeles.
Oh. Anyway, just keep quiet, you old dears, and we're going to play some music.
Don't mind us.
And you might even fucking like it, you never know.
You don't swear it up. If you hear our sandwiches,
just sit in the corner, Minnie, please.
Yeah. Madge, could you...
We're just going to play some music. All right.
Can you smell something?
Ooh, what's that funny smell?
Oh, God, I think, you guys, is somebody farting?
No, I always smell like this.
Jesus. God.
This is fumigating.
Play
another track, Bernie, suffocate.
Okay.
Jeez.
Bye. Okay, so what do you think of that, boys?
Oh, was it? Imagine it was
that was a funny track.
Yeah, that was good.
Not much of a melody, did it?
Melody, it's a fucking dance track.
You know, you just turn your brain away. Oh, easy for you guys.
I think you're very rude.
Turn your brain off.
Rude? You ain't
too
rude.
Move your fucking ass.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
where
move
the fuck
your
you
fucking
the...
ass, you
are. Hey, rat, I'm not stimulated. I'm not stimulated. Let's go. I'm going to the old art chemist.
Yeah, well, sorry about... Yeah, Masha, I'm not bloody sorry. Fuck off. Actually,
well, that's charming. We know what we're not wanting.
What are you going on?
And Yankee people can bugger off as well.
They fine. Yeah, I'm going, man. Oh, wow. Yeah, sorry about that. Bernie.
So come on, guys. Look, we've had enough of this shit.
Yeah,
we got one more fucking track to play, and then we're out of here.
Yeah, we're fucking off.
We're going to find some civilization.
Where's some action in this fucking town?
Exactly. Come on, God, look at it.
I heard someone told me West Street's the place to go.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, some cool clubs down
there. Yeah, they got something called Moifees or something there.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, good. I love your English beer. That's the one decent thing about this fucking country is your beer.
Yeah, and the Polish girls at work everywhere.
It's been on Coors, that's shit.
Yeah, that's cold.
Okay, Bernie, play the
track. Oh, sorry, man.
Get the fuck
sure.
out of here, man.
Yeah, let's get out, man.
Get out of this
Mickey
Mouse organization.
I want some fun.
Well, thank you. We're really looking forward to this.
Hey, shut up, man. Track's starting.
This is BBC News, the headlines at 3 o'clock. Plenty happening here at the Weather Centre over the last couple of days. No sign of the winter weather letting up, although the intensity of the snow is easing somewhat, particularly in South Wales. We've got an amber warning out now, which means be prepared still for some disruption, particularly across Northern Ireland and North East Scotland. Certainly worth bearing in mind if you're setting up your Friday evening journey home. Now, I suspect as we get through the night, then we'll continue to see the threat of the snow showers in Northern Ireland and Scotland. A cold night to come as those temperatures fall just below freezing. Widespread ice, likely where we've got the lying snow across parts of Wales and the Midlands as well. Bitterly cold start. You can see those temperatures just below freezing even at 9 o'clock in the morning. And that is going to be the theme for Saturday's weather.
Closed and energy companies have been struggling to fix faults in the freezing conditions, leaving 10,000 people without power in many counties. Trains are delayed and cancelled, and Southampton Airport is shut, as well as Birmingham Airport, and flights at Heathrow, Cardiff and Bristol are also affected.
Well, in a moment we'll be getting the latest from Louisa Baldini, who's at Heathrow Airport, but first let's get the picture in the southwest, where transport has been hit. Hundreds of schools have been closed, and Duncan Kennedy is there for us in Stroud in Gloucestershire. It all looks very pretty, Duncan, but it doesn't help people get about, does it?
Duncan, thank you, Duncan Kennedy there in Stroud.
crowd. In Gloucestershire, it all looks very pretty, Duncan, but it doesn't help people get about, does it?
So what do you think of that, guys?
Very English.
It sounded like that should have been your Christmas single.
Yeah.
Oh, it is, man. It's going to be our Christmas. Well, you've missed Christmas, haven't you?
Yeah, sure.
No, next year, you doofus. Jeez. For God's sake, you guys.
You've got to think like years ahead, man.
Yeah, you have to book all your slots.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get your slots filled a year ahead.
Yeah, I get mine regularly.
I don't have mine filled for a long time. Well, anyway,
Where are you going?
Yeah, we got to go, guys. Yeah, parties to go to with supermodels and film stars.
Don't forget West Street.
We'd invite you, but you're a couple of dumb schmucks, so we don't want to take you along.
You'll slow us down, man.
Yeah, man, you're fucking backward. Oh, hominids. Anyway, we're going. Give us our fucking tape back.
Oh, yeah.
Our disc. Yeah. Give us our disc back. Yeah. Okay.
We're not going to let you guys then.
No, you fucking can't keep. My God. Don't know why we played it to you in the first place.
This guy said, can he keep it?
He's living in Cuckoo Land.
Fucking
hell. For God's sake.
Yeah, well, don't hurry. I mean, you know, just don't slow yourself down.
You want us to come and be interviewed again? Well, you know what can you do?
Sure, yeah.
Fucking swim on. You know,
don't tarry. Bye.
Bye.
Fucking hell.
Well, that was interesting, wasn't it, Sleaze?
That blew a few cobwebs out.
Yeah.
My delusions and illusions.
What did you think of them?
Just a bunch of tossers. Both of them. A
couple of total wankers.
Tossers.
Fuck me.
Stuck up.
But these
LA
are the people
twats
that we've been revering for years because we like their music.
They just rip off merchants as well.
Fucking wankers. Let's play some proper music.
Okay,
my choice. Yeah,
too basic. Bloody retards.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows all I cry. Just lying. Yeah. There she sits, a lofty perch. Strangest color blue, lying is forgotten now. Thinks only of you, just you. Oh. So get all those blues, must be a thousand years, and each is differently used. You just know, you sit there mesmerized. She got soul.
she's going to fly away. Sadness is her own, with herself a bath of tears, and go home, and go home.
Well, now that's what I call an American band.
Yeah, American music, proper American music.
Buffalo Springfield, absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Bluebird with Steve Stills.
Yeah, now what am I going to follow that with?
I didn't know.
Last track of the night, is it?
This will be the last track of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. The 2BC special.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Couple of tossers.
Been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. Cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. And down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote woman. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for was stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a wicked on a chain gang. Of it.
Will Sleaze. I know that's Poke Saladelli, but I don't know who it's by. And you let slip it was somebody called Tony.
Tony, yeah. Tony Joe
White.
Yes!
Tony Joe White! Yes! Yes! Fucking hell, I should have known that.
Yes!
Of course it is.
Right. Twink. Well, I think we've inflicted enough of it.
Yes, yes.
Or rather,
so,
2BC.
So that's the end of the podcast. Yeah, and we're sorry that 2BC turned out to be a little bit of a disappointment,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, a bit disappointed for me, that's for sure.
Yes, after all our years of worship. Oh, well, never mind.
It's like a huge bubble has burst, you know.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed some of our tracks anyway. So
all that gloop that came out was just like
that slime.
Slimy gloop.
Oleaginousness.
Oleaginous, slimy gloop.
Oleaginous 2BC.
Yeah, tosses.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it.
Sarah. Goddess.
Goddess.
We finally gave you a mention.
And I think Sleazy has an apology to make.
I do not make an apology to make.
But his appalling conduct in the last podcast.
Look, I just said something very innocuous. And the machine went wrong and buzzed over it.
Of course
it
did.
And it sounds like I've been buzzed out.
We didn't bleep out your insult because you were going to get it next from Sarah.
No. I wouldn't dare do that.
Of course not.
Bloody hell. I mean, that would be held against me for years.
The wrath of the goddess is not to be sneezed at.
When he said about her hair,
blimey.
I don't reckon he's been forgiven now.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, if you have been listening, Sarah, thanks, and I hope you really enjoyed it. That's all, folks.
Yes. Bye, Rich. Bye, Tim.
Bye, Gio. Bye, Chris in America. And Dan, if he's listening.
Bunch of
toss.
That's
all
I have to say.
Not the minch people, the pod people.
We are the pod people.